Question 6. Practice 1. Lecture. Listen to a lecture. Take notes on the information presented. Theater venues have changed little in the past 300 years. The majority of theaters are extremely similar. Still, there are two distinct styles of theaters that have their own specific purposes and advantages. The most common type of theater style is called the proscenium style. This style is very recognizable to theater goers. It is defined by the shape of seats, which form a horseshoe around the stage. This design allows all members of the audience to easily see the action on stage. The style is further defined by the stage itself, which contains a very large curtain supported by a huge arch. This arch, called the proscenium, is how this style was named. In the days of Shakespeare in the 16th and 17th centuries, the most popular style of theater was the open theater. Unlike the proscenium style, the audience and the stage are not clearly separated in an open theater. The audience generally sits or stands at the front and on both sides of the stage. In addition, the open theater style omits a curtain. Some modern theaters are built in this style or use elements from open theater.